This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Money into it and we can make it better, sure. While the PGA Tour had flaws and issues, I would not stump and say
to the extent that it wasn't working for players.
Correct.
You know, it was the players, and in the end, that does matter. But we as the fans don't.
Well, let's also be clear. In the end, Phil Mickelson was cash broke, so we splintered golf.
It is over at Robert Irwin Jewelers. It is the summer of 1,000 engagements, and that means 40% off all engagement rings and a free summer vacation getaway. Listen, if it weren't 40% off engagement rings, if it weren't a free summer vacation getaway, I would still recommend that you get to Robert Irwin Jewelers because they are awesome at what they do, which is producing stunning, original, one-of-a-kind engagement rings. They're awesome at it. Now, you get 40% off engagement rings, plus, with any purchase of $24.95 or more, free summer vacation getaway. You can go and check out the details at rijewelers.com, but included in the options, 3 nights in Las Vegas, 3 nights in the Dominican Republic, 4-night cruise, 3 nights in Orlando. Like, I don't know, whatever makes your heart, whatever stirs your heart, you can pop the question while you're there. It is Robert Irwin Jewelers. It is the summer of 1,000 engagements. You can check them out at any of their 5 Memphis and Little Rock locations or at rijewelers.com. Chris Harrington joins us on the other side. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN's Gabe Kuhn Show. Well, the only lineman on the radio, Gabe Kuhn. Weekdays from 4 p.m. till 7 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.
From the Feinbaum Show, at Feinbaum on X. Can I talk you into Ryan Silverfield in Memphis being the representative for the Group of 5 in the 12-team playoff? How do we feel about that?
Hey, yeah, I think it's possible. And listen, I want to say this, because I was on this station a couple years ago pretty critical of the decision to keep him. And I think it turned out to be a great decision to stay with him when the easy thing, and quite frankly, I might have pulled the plug. And I think he showed last year what he's capable of, and I was really happy for it. So I think it is possible. Yes, I think Memphis is in a good spot.
The only lineman on the radio, Gabe Kuhn, weekdays from 4 p.m. till 7 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The Gabe Show is the best in Memphis.
Gabe Kuhn on 92.9 makes my commute so much better.
92.9 is the spot, y'all.
Introducing Now, reliable internet with unlimited data for $30 a month all in. No commitments, no hidden fees. Now that's calming. Like floating on a cloud, but not in a scary way. More like in a, this cloud is made of cotton candy and it's tasty kind of way. Ooh, that's good. Feeling calmer already. Because Now internet comes with no worries and plenty of peace of mind, knowing that you've made the best decision. Cheers to you, my friend. The choice is easy. Turn chill mode on with Now Internet, backed by the Xfinity Network. Now, excuse me, gotta run. I see a massage chair with my name on it.
Get Now Internet starting at $30 a month. It's better tech at a better price and better than 5G home internet. Turn chill mode on at Xfinity.com/now. Restrictions apply. Speeds up to 100 megabits per second. Actual speeds vary. Pricing subject to change.
Do you use oxygen therapy to breathe? Are you tired of carrying around a heavy tank when you leave home? If you've been prescribed oxygen, you know the problems that arise when you're tied to an oxygen tank. Going out of the house is a burden, and nobody likes to be stuck inside alone. Now you can live life on the go with a lightweight Inogen portable oxygen concentrator. Travel around the corner or on board an aircraft. Inogen portable oxygen concentrators provide the medical-grade oxygen your doctor prescribes in a device that weighs less than 5 pounds. Inogen's longest-lasting device delivers 12 hours of oxygen on a single battery charge, so you have more time to visit with friends and family, go shopping, and live the active life you love. Learn how you can experience an Inogen system for yourself risk-free. Call now, 1-800-254-9207. That's 1-800-254-9207. Inogen devices are by prescription only. Battery run times vary by device and setting usage. Terms and conditions apply. For safety information, visit Inogen.com.
No one knows the importance of a great assist more than Lowe's and Leo Messi. That's why we've teamed up to give MVP's Pro Rewards members 10 times the points when Messi makes an assist during CONMEBOL Copa America USA 2024. Activate this offer starting June 20th, so when Messi assists, you score. Shop the day after an assist to earn those extra points. Not an MVP's Pro Rewards member? Join today.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Includes all rebates and incentives. Price excludes 695 PF. Lease includes PF 695, 650 acquisition fee, EV 6 P56101964, MSRP 50,200. Telluride RG 510849, MSRP 38305, Forte LXS RE 78169, MSRP 21820. Must finance through Hyundai. Excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 5/31/2024 with approved credit. Dealers back home.
I got Jeff Allen on the line to hear about some crazy deals happening at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah.
Randy, I'd love to give all our customers our best deal. 2024 Kia Forte LXS gets 41 MPG highway, $199 a month, $34.99. Do it signing. 282 miles EPA estimated range will get you where you want to go in the 2023 Kia EV6 Wind, $249 a month, plus a 2024 Telluride LX, $357 a month. Both $39.99 do it signing and 24 month lease.
And 0% for 48 months on 2024 EV9 and peace of mind with a 10 year 100,000 mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, we'll make you happy, happy at Gossett Kia South on Mount Moriah.
Brought to you by Express Employment Professionals.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is your one connection for a summer job in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer Esiason here. Superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, Your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your game, all with the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Memphis is number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station. Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis it's Covington Wednesday Pike Studios night, on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Once again, I'm home. She phones from work at quitting time. Says the boss asked her to stay. She said she's making double time. But I suspect foul play. I suspect foul play.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do this Chris Herndon deal.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more. Presented by the Majestic Grill. Rediscover downtown dining. Chris Harrington on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Her old boss quit too.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
It is a foul play by Robert Cray from his great 1986 blues crossover album, Strong Persuader. Sending that out to Luka Doncic.
Well, what'd you think of Luka Doncic fouling out down three, 4 minutes left? What'd you make of that?
It was sort of a reckless play in that situation. He's basically sort of challenging the referees. Are you really going to foul me out of this game in this moment? And yes, they did, probably reluctantly. I thought it was the correct call. I would have been okay with a no call, but once all the bodies hit the floor, there's going to be a call. And if there's going to be a call, it was the right call. It was certainly more block than charge. And I just think, I don't like the rule. I don't think there's any need for players to foul out. I just think people accept that because that's the way it's always been done, but there's no real logic to it to me. But that is the rule, and I think it was a bad play by him to put himself in that situation.
What would you have the rule be? Just continue to collect fouls?
Yeah, why not?
I'm not against it. Some people have said at some point you give up three shots, or like after a certain number of fouls you penalize more severely or something. You would just have them continue to accumulate fouls.
Yeah, I think it's a solution in search of a problem. I just don't understand. I mean, there's no real logic to it. It's just because people, this is the way it's been done. People talk themselves into needing this mechanism in the game. I don't see any need for that mechanism.
It's even more egregious in college basketball, honestly. It's just ridiculous. So anyway, all right. And Luka is taking a lot of criticism today. Well, the cheap fouls that set up that foul really were the problem as much as anything. But there's the fouling out, the reckless play, and there is the shoddy defense. And there is the whining. What do you think of the whining?
Yeah, I mean, he's always been like that. And so it's not an attractive quality. I think, there's plenty to criticize Luka about. But in some ways, it reminds me of, when the Warriors beat the Grizzlies in that series and people went for odds. It was this Steve Kerr strategic thing, or it's this, or it's that. It's the better team won, ultimately, is what it is.
Right, clearly.
And the Celtics are just better. And so... Luka needs to do so much because that's the only way they have a chance. Luka has not been as good on both ends as he needs to be for them to win that series. But Luka needs to be superhuman for them to win that series. The real issue is that they've basically taken out the rest of the Dallas team. All those role players who were so good in the previous series are just not a factor at all anymore.
Right. Yeah, I mean, the truth of the matter is that you need Kyrie and Luka to be super here. And so the first two games, the spotlight fell on Kyrie because he wasn't superhuman. He wasn't even really that good. And now it falls on Luka because just saying over and over again that the Celtics are awesome isn't that interesting to the world. Like, but they are.
Right.
That's very clearly what has happened here. All right. So when I left you yesterday, you were in Chicago, you were headed back to the Twin Cities, and you were going to listen to the Game Theory podcast it was a mock draft. And in this podcast, when it came time for the Grizzlies to pick, basically any player that you might think would be interested in that spot, they were all gone. And so what they concocted was a trade with Toronto. 9 and Luke Kennard for 19, 31, and Jakob Poeltl. Your thoughts?
Yeah, they threw Conchar into it at the end when they realized it was a salary
the money
matching
didn't
problem.
Match. Right, exactly.
Which helps the logic of it. So I have many, many thoughts about this. One is that I do think there's a logic to trading down, especially if the draft falls that way. And I do think there's a real possibility of the draft falls that way. And I think that's the worst case scenario for the Grizzlies. Because at that point, if you believe the mock drafts and the rankings and all of that, the two highest rated prospects on the board, or the three at that point, are Nikola Topic, Rob Dillingham, and Tijan Saloon. I don't believe any of those are great fits for the Grizzlies. And so at that point, trying to find a team that wants one of those three players to trade back, I think there's all the logic in the world in that. As far as the specific scenario, I mean, this is a scenario I'd already worked out ahead of time because I worked it out when I wrote my center column. And that's why Jakob Poeltl was not in my center column. And I mentioned him at the end.
Right.
Well, I mentioned him in the column. I was thinking at the end of, like, you know, the sort of little quick hits on the guys who aren't there and why they're not there. And that's why he's not there. I mean, I contemplated basically that exact same trade. And my thing with it is, I don't believe so he's on the books for roughly $20 million, like 19.5, roughly $20 million for 3 more years. He's a good player, but I doubt the Grizzlies want to invest that much salary space over that many years for a player both of that type and that quality. He's not Jared Allen. He's not an all-star, borderline all-star player of that type. He's more of an average starter player of that type. And that type is a purely paint-bound, big, traditional big man. I just don't think with the way the roster's set up, they're going to want to spend $20 million a year for 3 years on that kind of player. And if you look at the way the trade is, not only are you doing that, but you're giving up your best shooter or one of your best shooters in Luke Kennard to do so, which sort of compounds the issue. I don't see it. Now, it's not crazy. I mean, and especially when they fiddle around the edges. They threw John Conchar in, which mitigates, you know, the salary stuff.
Right.
You get the 31 in addition to the 19. I could see a rational person looking at that and saying that is worth doing for the Grizzlies. But I looked at it myself before that podcast when I did my column, and I concluded this doesn't cross the line into a yes for me. So I'm skeptical that Poeltl, given the length of the contract and the size of the contract and the kind of player he is something the Grizzlies would really want to do at this point.
It is interesting, the kind of player. Like, you wouldn't – the Celtics very clearly, you know, like, you don't need – as I was talking to my son Peter about the league now, and he said – and this is not an original point, but he said so much of the league now is rock, paper, scissors. Like, if you had Denver playing Boston – you do get the sense it would be a very different series, right? Like, because what are they going to do with Jokic? But they don't have to worry about that with this Dallas team. And, like, what Minnesota just had two bigs, like two massive, like, size that they threw at him, and that helps to slow him down. You always talk about this. You need the ability to adjust matchups, all of that. So whether you invest that much money in one particular kind of player is...
That's sort of the question with the Grizzlies. So I raised this when I brought in my Jared Allen part of that column, where I think he's the best player they could conceivably get at that position.
Right.
But is getting a player that good who's that type lock them into having to play that type? Or do you want the situation, which Zach Kleiman has talked about, where... you know you're going to have Jared on the floor and you can toggle in different directions depending on the matchups. where you have a big center and you can play with him if you think that is what best serves the moment. Or you can play Jaren at the five and more of a perimeter-oriented team if you think that best serves the moment. Now, to have the optionality to serve both of those moments, you need the big center in your mix. But if you're paying $20 million for the big center, may be locked into doing that all the time. That's sort of the question. And I think with Jared Allen, he's just so good relative to the contract, you may go ahead and do that and see where it goes. But short of that, a more of a Pirtle type, I think you lock yourself in too much.
And that's why if you can get a Kevon Looney cheap, that makes sense because he can be part of the solution without being the whole solution.
If you think he can still play.
If you think he can still play, given how much he fell off the cliff at the end of last year. Just to finish up their pod, by the way, they had the Grizzlies then taking Isaiah Collier, interesting, USC, with the 19th pick. He is a pure point guard, a non-shooting pure point guard. It's interesting. I do get the sense that people outside of Memphis are putting a greater premium on finding a backup to Ja than people inside of Memphis.
Yeah, so it's two different things about that. So you could see that this is the other problem with the trade, and they didn't find this out until they got to the pick. But to me, I was listening to it like, here we go. This is what's going to happen.
Right.
And this is what happens. The idea of trading back probably is to trade back to take Zach Edey or Khalil Ware or Kyle Filipowski. But you're getting Pirtle in the trade, so now you trade back to the range where these centers are going to be, but you don't want to take one of the centers anymore because you just got the center. And so at that point, what you need is the shooter, but like, they're, you know, McCain's off the board too. And so you've ended up trading, you know, your second best shooter really after Bane and Kennard for a big man who doesn't shoot and a point guard who doesn't shoot. And so I don't think the logic of the trade down makes sense, but the reality of how they worked it did not make sense to me for the Grizzlies. I don't have a feel for Isaiah Collier specifically. I don't really like that kind of player.
He's a downhill
kind of player and an actual player.
Yeah.
You know?
So then the other thing, though, was I thought what was really fascinating was you get to nine and they're like, oh, there's no one here we want it who was the value at nine.
Right.
And so then they start searching for, well, who might want to move up? And for what? Yep. And the truth of the matter is, given the flat nature of this draft, who knows? We don't know what teams like. But it wasn't that easy to find the player or the match for someone, you know, who are they going to go up for? Now, Tijan Salloon is a guy who, well, I know nothing about him other than he's French and he seems to have a high ceiling and he's, you know, lots of tools and whatever else. I couldn't, you know, I wouldn't recognize him. So, but it's sort of like they kept casting around for teams that would go up, and it's not obvious. Now, again, teams have different boards. We don't know what's on it, but it is one of the, like, there may be no particular urgency for teams to get up here because you may be able to say, I'll just take McCain at 16 or wherever the hell I'll stay put. Thanks very much. Someone will drift down to me. Chris is gone. I don't know what happened. Chris is, maybe hit mute. Anyway, then that's the problem, is that if you look at this draft, Bub Carrington, Cody Williams, Kyle Filipowski, Devin Carter, like who exactly is going to be creating this urgency on the part of another team that someone is going to want to go up and grab them. Chris has rejoined me. I was just saying, Chris, it's not completely obvious to me. And again, teams will have their different boards. You know, is there going to be urgency for anyone to go up and get anybody here?
Yeah, probably not. But I, you know,
preference.
Yeah. And so I think if depending on how the draft shakes out, the Grizzlies, I think it makes a lot of sense to try to move back, but you can't be locked into that just because the board didn't shake out the way you ultimately, like, take the guy.
We're having a Minnesota problem.
I don't think we're having a Minnesota problem.
I think we're having a Comcast problem. All right, so here's what we're going to do. I think we're going to let Chris go. And we may or may not be able to play right in the right trivia. So we're going to take a break here. Chris, Jeffrey, we're going to take a break here, and then we will come back, and we will figure it out. If we play right and then right trivia, I'll have the questions. You don't have to call in yet because we don't even know if we're going to be playing yet. We'll try to figure this thing out, and we will be back in a moment. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's sports station and the biggest name in the Mid-South online and on the phone thanks to Odyssey. The Odyssey app at 92.9ESPN.com. Smart speakers simply say play 92.9 ESPN. Thanks so much for making us Memphis's sports place. We wanted to build something special where you could come and listen, enjoy, and have some fun. It's a legacy of sports in Memphis. On the Odyssey app, say to your smart speaker, play 92.9 FM ESPN.
Why'd the kid jump off the boat?
I don't know. Why?
Peer pressure.
Oh. Good one, Ned.
Ned isn't funny, but Ned owns a boat, and you don't. So every time Ned tells another one of his unfunny boat puns, you're going to laugh loud and keep on laughing until you get a boat of your own.
A pier where you put a boat.
Yeah, I get it.
And when you do get a boat of your own, make sure you save money by bundling it with your home, auto, or other vehicles with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Space may be the final frontier, but it's also what a lot of us lack in our basement or garage. By switching to a Navien tankless water heater, not only will you have all the hot water you need whenever you need it, but you'll gain storage area as well. Maybe a place to display your space collectibles.
Highly logical.
Learn about Navien's series of high-efficiency tankless water heaters and how they don't just save space, but save dollars on your utility bills too. For more, go to tanklessmadesimple.com.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Let me tell you about my friends Carl and Karen. This place is sus. Let's go to Tunica.
And so they did. And immediately, they became winners.
Hey, baby, what you doing?
Winning. Hey, baby, what you doing?
Winning.
And not just gaming either. They did spinning, dancing.
Winning.
or at the sportsbook.
Winning!
Or enjoying a world-renowned meal.
Winning!
No matter what you're doing in Tunica, you're always a winner.
Learn more at tunicatravel.com.
At Robert Irwin Jewelers, we've got choices. You can get natural diamonds or lab-grown diamonds. Or you could go to the Bahamas, maybe Mexico, or how about a four-night cruise for two?
Okay, I wasn't expecting that. What's going on?
As part of the Summer of 1,000 engagement sale, with any purchase of $24.95 or more, you're going to get a free vacation getaway for two.
That sounds like the RIJ way.
Save up to 40% off during the Summer of 1,000 engagement sale at Robert Irwin Jewelers, going on now. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices, free financing. See a store for complete details or online at rijewelers.com.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
It's time to get to Gossett Kia on the Pike so Bobby J can put you in your new Kia today. Want summer fun and 41 mpg? We Gossett with 2024 Kia Forte LXS. $199 a month, $34.99 due at signing. How about 282 miles of EPA estimated range with new 2023 Kia EV6 Win, $249 a month. Get extra room and extra fun with 2024 Kia Telluride LX, $357 a month, both $39.99 due at signing, all 24 monthly. Plus 0% APR for 48 months available on the all-new Kia EV9. And peace of mind with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So hurry to Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike, online, KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Include all rebates and incentives. Price excludes 695 PF. Lease includes PF 695, 650 acquisition fee, EV6, P561-0964, MSRP 50,200, Telluride RG 510-849, MSRP 38305, Forte LXS RE78169, MSRP 21820, plus finance through Hyundai, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 5/31/2024 with approved credit. Dealer stock only.
Lovers of
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Well. So here's the problem. We don't know how our phones are doing. We lost Chris early. And now we're going to play Right or Than Right trivia, or we're going to try to. And the way it's going to work, Jeffrey, what's the prize?
Jeff, we have 4 tickets to go see AEW Collision. It's July the 6th at the Landers Center.
Okay. And it's a wrestling event.
It's a wrestling promotion.
It's a wrestling thing at the Landers Center. 4 tickets. Because of the phone issues, we may have to... we don't have Kevin Cerrito. We may or may not have phones. I am the quiz master, but Jeffrey is still over there on the other side of the glass, undefeated, undaunted. Right, Jeffrey?
Except when you ask questions.
Except when I ask questions. Yes. So we may or may not be able to play this game. I've worked hard to come up with questions that I hope Jeffrey can't get. And so the phone number is 445-0929. We will take caller number one because who knows if we'll get anyone. 445-0929 because of the phone problems that we are having. The first caller. If you can either play honorably, or if you can best Jeffrey Wright, or
today's a good day.
If your phone just doesn't drop, 445-0929, 445-0929 is the phone number. This is your chance to play Right or Than Right trivia. In the meantime, we'll see. We will see what that yields.
I'm not even sure they can get through. All right, here we go.
We have no idea. In the meantime, I'll tell you, over at FanDuel, they want you to join in all the carnage, all the crazy shots, all the major action at Pinehurst. Right now, new customers, all customers, not just new customers, profit boost every round at the U.S. Major. That means you can boost your outright winners, your longest drive bets, and so much more. Plus, bet on finishing position, get paid full for ties. You won't see any other sports book doing that. Get on the action at Pinehurst, over at FanDuel, with a profit boost every round. All you do is go to FanDuel.com/Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, C-A-L-K-I-N-S. Must be 21 or older, present Tennessee, opt-in required, bonus issues, now withdrawable, profit boost tokens, restrictions apply, including any token expiration. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com, gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789. All right, Jeffrey, let's give this thing a whirl.
Let's give it a go.
Who do we got?
Jeff, let's welcome Jonathan and Arlington to the program. Jonathan, I hope you're, I hope we don't drop the call.
Jonathan, how are you?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you today?
And in addition, you're in a car, so that adds additional tension to the entire enterprise. This is great.
This could be electric.
This is going to be electric. This is a special Father's Day edition. The way the game works is I'm going to ask four questions, a series of four questions, alternating between the two of you. At any point, you get one steal. So if Jeffrey misses a question, you can answer if Jeffrey or vice versa, but only one. Then we'll get to the final round where you can wager whatever points you have, and all you have to do is play honorably. But if you beat Jeffrey, that would be great, too. So away we go. Father's Day edition. Do you want question A or B this round? Jonathan?
I will take A, please.
Okay. This is the Father's Day edition. Who is the father of the telephone?
Bell. Alexander Graham Bell.
That's exactly right. Jeffrey, who is the father of electricity?
Edison? Thomas Edison?
Weirdly enough, Ben Franklin.
He could have stolen it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Would you have gotten that? Would you have gotten that, Jonathan? I stole your steal.
No, I would have guessed Edison as well.
Of course,
likely.
He already asked Edison. So anyway, so there you go. Okay. Do you want A or B, Jonathan?
B.
Who is the father of economics?
This is a major guess. Socrates?
Jeffrey, it's not Socrates. Want to steal?
Yeah, I'll steal. Keynes?
Nope. Adam Smith.
Adam Smith.
Adam Smith. Jeffrey, score is 1-0.
1-0.
Who is the father of psychiatry?
Freud.
Freud is the correct answer. It is 1-2-1. Okay, here we go. Do you want question A or question B, Jonathan?
Let's go back to A.
Back to A. There are two sets of fathers and sons who have been president. Who are they?
Bush, both Bushes.
Mm-hmm.
Oops. And... Roosevelt's? No. All right, that's my guess.
Jeffrey, you want to take it?
I can't steal it because I just wasted mine, but it's Adams. And it's John Adams, John Quincy Adams. Where did
exactly
they go to school?
Right.
And then the Bushes.
All right,
who are Yale people.
So, but you have your own. You have your own. Here you go, Jeffrey. Yours is a multiple choice. Which one of these presidents did not have a biological child? Washington? Madison, Millard Fillmore, or FDR?
All right. FDR definitely did. Madison definitely did. So my options are Washington and who?
Millard Fillmore.
I'm going to say Washington.
Washington's the correct answer. He had no biological children. He's the father of our country, but only of our country. Isn't that amazing? I had no idea.
That shows what a great man he was.
Now... Martha had children.
Correct.
So
she was a widower.
But yeah, so she was a widower. So anyway, so I think the score is 2-1, right?
2-1.
And by the way,
yes,
phone's holding up just fine. Phone's
knock
holding
on wood.
So I'm trying to go through this quickly. All right. For this next question, I'm going to name a father. You're going to name one of the children. A or B, Jonathan?
A, please.
Okay. A. The father is Bob Cratchit. Who's the child?
Bob Cratchit.
Go it.
I have no idea.
Jeffrey wants to steal this one, too.
I can't, but it's Tiny Tim.
It's Tiny Tim. Tiny Tim.
They had other children.
Yeah.
Okay, Jeffrey.
Shout out to the Muppets.
Yours is, the father is Atticus Finch. Who is a child? Actually, there were two. I'll give you a name for either one. But there's one who most people think about.
Scout.
Scout's correct answer.
I think we lost him.
Oh. Jonathan, do you have his information?
I can call him back.
Oh, you can call him back. Well, we could just we can conclude. We got through enough of that question that we can declare victory. We're going to try Jonathan back, but you got that correct, and so it is now 3-2-1 after regulation rounds. And so I'm just going to go ahead and presume that Jonathan is going to wager his one. And Jeffrey, I don't know how many of Jeffrey's he's going to wager. We will figure out that when we return. Jeffrey's going to wager one as well. The score is 3-1 heading into the final round. Our phones have been a bit of a problem today. The father of the telephone is Alexander Graham Bell. He would be a little disgusted with what is happening right now. Jeffrey, do we have him? If not, I could just wrap this up. I could give you the last. I could run the last two questions past you. Ringing, ringing, ringing. Declare victory, Jeffrey. Move on. We're going to move on. All right. Can you send him his
Jonathan? I'll try to get your info to get you the tickets.
All right. So Jeffrey, we're going to declare you the winner. Here's the final round questions, though.
Hang on, he's calling back. Let's try it.
We appreciate you all hanging with us here. People get irritated when we don't finish the game. And so, Jonathan's back.
I'm back.
All right, here's the last. You want to wager your single point, Jonathan, in this final round? Jeffrey got Scout, is Atticus Finch's kid. And so you want to wager your point. Jeffrey, you're going to wager?
One.
Okay. You want A or B, Jonathan?
A, please.
Okay. How many children does Donald Trump have?
Five.
Damn, that's impressive. How'd you know that? I would not have gotten that. Did you count them? Can you name them?
No, that was a complete guess.
It was a complete guess. He has five kids. That's exactly right.
And he has four he acknowledges?
No, I don't know. His kids are, I have them right here. The kids are Don Jr., Ivanka, Eric, Tiffany, and Barron. He's
right.
Got five.
So he's got
two. Jeffrey has three. With the steal, Jeffrey, he can win this game.
I'm worried.
How many?
A is always the easier one.
How many children does Joe Biden have, counting any children who might be deceased? I think they're both hard. I wouldn't have gotten either of these correct.
All right. I believe one is still. I'm going to say three.
That is not a correct answer. Do you want to steal, Jonathan? Jeffrey's down to...
I'll attempt it.
Wait, Jeffrey's down to 2 points. Go ahead.
Attempt it and say four.
Four is a correct answer! He snatched victory out of the Jaws.
I'm so mad at myself because my initial guess was four.
It's Bo, who's deceased. He was the veteran who had cancer, I think brain cancer. Naomi was the kid who was tragically killed when his first wife was killed in that car accident. And then Hunter, of course, he's the one who was just convicted of lying on a gun application. And then Ashley.
And then I'm just Ashley. Mad. My first guess was four, and I talked myself out of it.
Here's what happened. Every time I walk in as the quiz master, Jeffrey falls apart. Jonathan, you not only persevered, you triumphed. So
hang on the line, John. I'll get some information.
Yeah, we'll get some information, and so you can get your prize. We got to take a break. Back in the Jeff Gawkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN's Jason and John Show.
But I do think from just Washington Dalton, like he has a high point jumper. Dude was an absolute bucket regardless of where he played.
Oh, I love it.
And so I feel like probably just cannot have enough of that in today's NBA. And I'm more convinced about him that, again, if you're not going to go center.
92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station. Unsportsmanlike mornings. The Jeff Calkins Show. Jason and John. Jeffrey Wright and Company. The Gabe Kuhn Show afternoons. 92.9 Memphis.
Baseball season is heating up. With the free Odyssey app, you can get the most entertaining local coverage of your team while you're at work or on the go. Stay locked in and in the know with your favorite hosts as they bring you unfiltered takes, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Don't miss any of the action. Stream the shows you love live or on demand with the Odyssey app. That's AUDACY. Download it today for free.
AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Time for an oil change? Right now, you can save on Valvoline Restore and Protect.
the only oil that restores and protects your engine to like factory clean. You can also save on brakes, tools, and more during the Father's Day sale with dad-approved deals through June 16th. AutoZone Father's Day sale, now through the 16th. Restrictions apply.
You're gonna feel a puff of air.
Zhong's optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Want to save on some of the biggest names in streaming on the network made for streaming? X marks the spot. Now through June 30th, get 150 megabit Xfinity Internet for 12 months with a one-year contract. And for just $15 a month, add the new Stream Saver that includes Peacock, Apple TV Plus, and Netflix. That's Xfinity Internet and Stream Saver for just $35 a month. All your favorites, all in one place, only from Xfinity. So go ahead and binge some shows, stream some movies, and save some money all at the same time. For more watching and less spending, X marks the spot. Switch to Xfinity, the network made for streaming, and bring on the good stuff. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Equipment taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular internet rates apply. Currently $56 a month. Actual speeds vary. Stream Saver requires Xfinity Internet or TV and price subject to change.
Hey, everybody, it's Howie at Robert Irwin Jewelers. The Summer of 1,000 Engagement Sale is going on right now. Save up to 40% off, and with every purchase of $24.95 or more, you're going to get a summer sunny getaway for two. Robert Irwin Jewelers or online at rijewelers.com. See a store for complete details.
Includes all rebates and incentives. Price excludes 695 PF. Lease includes PF 695, 650 acquisition fee, EV 6P 561-0964, MSRP 50,200, Telluride RG510849, MSRP 38305, Forte LXS RE78169, MSRP 21820. Must finance through Hyundai. Excludes tax, title, and license. Dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 5/31/2024 with approved credit. Dealers.com.
I got Jeff Allen on the line to hear about some crazy deals happening at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah.
Randy, I'd love to give all our customers our best deal. 2024 Kia Forte LXS gets 41 MPG highway, $199 a month, $34.99 due at signing. 282 miles EPA estimated range will get you where you want to go in the 2023 Kia EV6 Wind, $249 a month, plus a 2024 Telluride LX, $357 a month. Both $39.99 due at signing and 24 month lease.
And 0% for 48 months on 2024 EV9 and peace of mind with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, we'll make you happy, happy at Gossett Kia South on Mount Moriah.
Meet the new Sonic Groovy Fries. The fries that old sauce so well, they even have their own. Get your dip on with new Groovy Fries and Groovy Sauce. Live free. Eat Sonic.
Do you use oxygen therapy to breathe? Are you tired of carrying around a heavy tank when you leave home? If you've been prescribed oxygen, you know the problems that arise when you're tied to an oxygen tank. Going out of the house is a burden, and nobody likes to be stuck inside alone. Now you can live life on the go with a lightweight Inogen Portable Oxygen Concentrator. Travel around the corner or on board an aircraft. Inogen Portable Oxygen Concentrators provide the medical-grade oxygen your doctor prescribes in a device that weighs less than 5 pounds. Inogen's longest-lasting device delivers 12 hours of oxygen on a single battery charge, so you have more time to visit with friends and family, go shopping, and live the active life you love. Learn how you can experience an Inogen system for yourself, risk-free. Call now, 1-800-254-9207. That's 1-800-254-9207. Inogen devices are by prescription only. Battery run times vary by device and setting usage. Terms and conditions apply. For safety information, visit Inogen.com.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
All right, back to the Jeff Calkins Show. Thanks for persevering, everybody. Thanks to Jonathan. That was a thrilling game, though. We got through it. I was ready to declare you the victor. I got to give you credit for your integrity. You wanted to play it through to the end.
You got
to
play honestly and honorably. And I'm mainly just upset. I should have stolen.
Because you knew.
I should have stolen.
Well, the problem is you stole.
I stole.
Tried to steal early with which one?
Kenzian.
Oh, you
I think I tried to steal economics.
And then you knew two others
right.
that you could have stolen.
Correct.
But you already wasted your steal.
Yes.
And then you had Joe
correct.
Biden having four kids and you guessed three.
Yes.
Trump has five. Biden has four.
It was tough.
Here's some
sad
others,
scene.
By the way, on the on this father's, because I do a lot of research. I can't imagine how Kevin does what he does. It must be exhausting. Father of biology. I never would have guessed this.
No chance.
Aristotle. Father of biology.
Okay.
Father of cowboy sculpture.
John Wayne.
Frederick Remington.
Okay.
Father of American football. You know that? Father of American football.
It should be Teddy Roosevelt.
No, it's Walter Camp.
It should be Teddy Roosevelt. He saved football. People were dying.
He got it organized
because he knew we need football.
Father of hoops. That one's pretty easy, right?
Naismith.
James Naismith. Father of genetics. So you might. There's a chance this name, if from high school, it could stick in your head. I would never have thought of it, but it makes
Euclid
all the sense. No, Mendel.
Mendel. Yeah.
Gregor Mendel. If I had asked this question, it was going to be how many children they had.
Okay,
is how I was going to do it. But instead, I will ask which president. No one would have guessed this. It would have been impossible. What president had 15 children?
15. Does Jefferson count? Because of the slaves?
No, we don't know how many children Jefferson had.
Away from, yes. With Sally Hemings.
There's probably some theory on how many he had. They might know. But no, he did not. I don't think anyone thinks he had 15, which is what John Tyler had. John Tyler had 15 children between two wives.
Barely a president.
And one president actually had a child in the White House. Never would have imagined this. He married a 21-year-old. Grover freaking Cleveland.
I was literally about to say
Grover Cleveland?
Yeah.
Really?
I was about to say, I think Grover did that.
There was an old cheer for one of the... There was an old presidential slogan the opposition used. Ma, where's your pa? Gone to the White House, ha, ha, ha.
That's from a thing.
Maybe that was Grover Cleveland. Okay, here's some more. I'll tell you the father. You tell me the kid.
All right.
Mufasa.
Simba.
Now I'll tell you the... kid, you tell me the father. Serena Williams. It's the name of the father.
Yeah, it's the Richard
mm-hmm.
Williams.
Lonzo Ball.
LeVar.
Steph Curry.
Dell.
Adele. Yeah, Dell is correct. That's exactly right. Tiger Woods.
Earl.
Michael Jordan. You're pretty good at this. Michael Jordan.
Jeffrey.
James. Yeah.
Jeffrey's a kid.
Kobe Bryant.
No clue. Kobe's dad.
Jellybean.
Yeah.
Joe Jellybean Bryant. And lastly, the United States, there's one state with a higher percentage of fathers than any other state.
Higher percentage.
Greater percentage of the people in this state are fathers. Maybe known to be fathers. In this state, it would be, I'm going to just go ahead and presume it would be known to be fathers. Not fathers just randomly. There might be someone
known
out there.
Be, all right.
There's 50 states, so I'm not going to criticize you too hardly if you get this wrong. Too harshly if you get this wrong.
I think I'll guess Texas.
Utah.
That makes sense.
It kind of does.
Yeah.
Now that I say it, kind of does. Back to this question with the fouling out that Chris Harrington raised.
Yeah,
he said people shouldn't foul out. Like people don't hold out. Like in the NFL, if you are a right tackle, who is the Chiefs tackle?
The guy that false started every time.
He doesn't false start out.
Yeah,
you can collect as many false start penalties as you want without being an excuse from the game. Why are basketball players excused from the game? Now, hockey athletes are told to go sit in the box. That's a whole different deal when you commit a penalty. Because there's no equivalent really of a foul shot. The penalty shot's too dramatic. You can't do that. So,
I believe fouling out is
overkill. Deprives us of seeing great players do great things. How about, I'm not sure I like the let's just people accumulate
power. Yeah, that's the problem I have with that is because then
you don't want to hack it. You want
the game would lose
flow. You don't just want to, yeah. So I do think, but I think severely penalizing after six is, you know, three shots on the ball.
Or maybe every foul after six is a tech. You know, like it's like the one, you get a free throw and then you keep the possession.
Yeah, well, it's something that makes it.
It's one of those ones where it's disincentive. Like, even though.
But I'm with him. Why do we want people? And the real problem isn't them fouling out. The real problem is players sitting out in fear of fouling out, which happens all the time.
Yeah, but I mean, I do kind of like having a strategy. Like, it is a known rule. It's not like it's a surprise.
Doesn't mean it's a good rule.
Yeah, but I mean, we've had it. It is a part of the game.
Well, it also prevents people from. It makes people guard a certain way.
Well, I guarantee you, it's also going to be a safety thing.
If you loosened up these rules,
people are going to foul more.
Would it become much more physical game, and that we don't want?
Correct.
A much less attractive game because of the.
I mean, I do think college has to do something. Five is
too few. And then another little bit of news that. Well, let's close with the U.S. Open update. Let's tell me what's happening in the U.S. Open.
Jeff, our Frenchman Mathieu Pavon is currently at 4 under par. He has made not one but two eagles today. He's rolling it in from everywhere. He leads Ludvig Hebert, Russell Henley, Brooks Koepka, and Patrick Cantlay. Tiger did make a birdie to get back to 3 over, but eh. Tiger's no longer a great putter.
Is Tiger going to make the cut?
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no at this point. He basically would have to shoot under par tomorrow, and I don't know if that's possible.
Speaking of other greats, we do have the news. We talked about Joey Chestnut yesterday. He's not going to be in Nathan's hot dog contest. He will, however, be going hot dog to hot dog, gulp to gulp, against Kobayashi over Labor Day. On a Netflix.
I think it's already been filmed. I think that was the...
It's already been filmed?
I think that was the one...
But it's all beef.
It's all beef, but remember in the story about him getting banned, the detail
was...
Was
the one that they allowed him to do?
I think that is the case.
Because they did allow... In the story, they allowed him to do this streaming
Correct.
Labor Day thing. That was the Kobayashi thing.
That's my understanding. And also, Kobayashi has retired... And
because of health problems.
Well, he tells you he's just not hungry anymore. I'm led to believe that it's because Joey Chestnut won. If my understanding is correct, they've already filmed this. I think if they've already filmed it, Joey wins and Kobayashi's, I can't do it anymore.
Well, that's tough, man. That's tough. Did you see that UB's? I'd never been to UB's.
Oh, yeah.
You've been to UB's?
Oh, love UB's.
Many a time?
Oh, yeah.
So it closed on May 31st.
Uh-huh.
It's a bar restaurant on the Highland Strip.
Yeah.
And it will reopen, but it will not reopen in any meaningful way because it's going to open in the suburbs. And they're going to emphasize patio, to-go service, drive-through perhaps. And the story that I read said that one of the real problems is servers. And so they're going to emphasize to-go and drive-through and whatever
else.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
It does feel like restaurants are closing every damn day, doesn't it? Like, it just feels like... And by the way, so they said they're going to serve the same burgers, tenders, and tiger balls. What's a tiger ball?
It's like a little fried cheese ball.
Delicious?
Delicious.
Really? You recommend the tiger ball?
I would. I also... They have outstanding chili cheese fries.
But can you drive-through chili cheese fries? Can you eat them in your car in the parking lot?
Again, you know, it's up to you. Where there's a will, there's a way. I certainly have.
It doesn't feel it. Can it? Is it? UB's? UB's? UB's?
We always said it UB's.
Is it UB's if it's in the suburbs?
I mean, not really. I mean, I think of it as a college place, but at the same time, like, it seems like they're kind of changing the concept.
Right. It's a college place.
Right.
That's why I never went. Felt like I was, you know, it felt like kind of, you know, that's why I didn't go see the Taylor Swift movie either. You know? It felt like it just wasn't for me. Wasn't directed at me. But anyone can enjoy a burger
yes,
or a Tiger Ball.
For sure.
Or chicken fingers. All right. We're going to wish the folks who follow us good luck with the phones.
Absolutely.
And we're going to thank you for persevering, Jonathan, for triumphing. And listen, we'll be back tomorrow, and we'll try to do better. Jeffrey, what's coming up next?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Drew Hill will join them today. Joining us on Jeffrey Wright and Co. will be Eric Hasseltine, as well as Jason Smith. It is Thursday, so that means Jeff will join Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Yeah, as I said, we'll be back tomorrow for Now Our Work Is Done.
This is number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Got a car-loving dad? Nice. We've got a Father's Day sale. Right now, our Armor All Ultimate 8-Piece Bucket Kit is just $25. That's soap, a wash mitt, wheel cleaner, tire shine, glass wipes, and interior wipes. Plus, a bucket to use for the wash. All for just $25 at the AutoZone Father's Day sale. Now through the 16th.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Get ready, because the Gossett Mitsubishi Motors Summer Sales Event is on, and now is the best time to buy. You want 43 MPG Highway? We Gossett in 2024 Mitsubishi Mirage. $18,960 or $279 a month. 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander Sport. We Gossett. $27,350 or $399 per month. And your summer adventure starts with 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander SE. We Gossett. $29,865 or $449 a month. Plus, every Gossett Mitsubishi comes with Mitsubishi's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's Gossett Mitsubishi. $18,770 Covington Pike, online 24/7 at MemphisMitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Mirage RHF 09083, MSRP 19460, Sport RU 0110 764, MSRP 28070, Outlander RZO 53896, MSRP 30895, PF 695, acquisition fee 595, 15 cents excess mileage, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid to end of the month with approved dealer stock only.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safe.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.